From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Big insurance companies often pay fees to brokers to send business their way. That practice is under increasing scrutiny. Critics call the fees a conflict of interest for the brokers, and authorities in New York and California are investigating. And in Illinois, two lawsuits say the broker fees cost insurance policyholders millions of dollars every year. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The first complaint comes from the Williamson County Agricultural Association, down near the southern tip of Illinois. The association runs the county's annual fair, and for several years had used a subsidiary of brokerage giant Aon Corporation to purchase liability insurance and other coverage. Attorney Ed Joyce says the association filed its lawsuit in the late 90s when it learned Aon accepted contingency commissions.
From the point of view of the customer, you go to Aon as your broker, assuming Aon will find the very best insurance for you. And when you have a claim, you go to Aon as your broker and you assume they will assist you in resolving that claim. And I think a customer would like to know that when Aon made the decision to take your business to insurance company A, they were getting a secret commission for doing so.
Aon has no comment about the lawsuit, but Ken Carrar, the president of the Council of Insurance Agents and Brokers, says it's been a long-standing practice for insurance companies to pay brokers the extra commission at the end of the underwriting year. The financial agreements are typically based on the volume of business a broker generates and for adding to profits by keeping claims down. An industry analysis by J.P. Morgan earlier this year estimated the fees generate millions and can account for more than 5% of a broker's annual revenue. Even so, Carrar says the charge that commissions may bias a broker's insurance buying advice isn't true.
We're talking about a sophisticated insurance process right here. We're not... This is a sophisticated buyer. It's generally sophisticated risk. It could be a hospital, a manufacturing plant with multiple tiers of risk involved. And you're talking about a sophisticated carrier and a broker. So from that perspective, and in particular in the broker's case, it's not in their best interest, obviously, in this kind of relationship to do anything but provide all the possible solutions for a particular risk.
In addition, Carrar says brokers tell clients about the financial arrangements in a number of ways. For instance, Aon says it discloses on invoices and its website. Other brokers point to public filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Ed Joyce says that's hardly what he would call disclosure.
How often do you click on your broker's website to see if they're making a secret profit when you buy your insurance? I've never done that.
Officials in Orland Hills, Illinois, a suburb southwest of Chicago, have a similar complaint. Village Administrator John Daly says their lawsuit against broker Arthur J. Gallagher seeks the bonus fees Gallagher received.
Our position is that those commissions should have been used to reduce the cost of the insurance product and that way enable the municipality to operate at a slightly lower cost than it had planned.
This controversy over contingency commissions first surfaced several years ago. It died down when leading brokers and insurance buyers negotiated what they call an ask-and-tell policy. Lance Ewing, past president of the Risk Insurance Management Society, or RIMS, the trade group for insurance buyers, says the policy works well for large companies that know what questions to ask.
The more sophisticated risk management professionals have put that actually in their broker agreements, the agreement between the client and between the broker, that they will disclose what that percentage is that they would receive back on an annual basis for placing the coverage.
Ewing says mid-size or smaller organizations may not have staffers who know about the commissions and subsequently don't question brokers about them. He does expect, as the Illinois lawsuits wind through the courts and the New York and California investigations continue, the contingency commission disclosure policy of first ask and then tell will become more transparent.
Trust is only bound when all the information is laid on the table.
And trust, says Ewing, is the core of the relationship between brokers and their customers. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.